Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can manage your power with the MyMTE app. Track energy, pay bills, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936. On today's show, James Price of the Better Business Bureau joins us this morning. And we're going to talk a little bit about buying online and then some tips for, you know, if you live in a flooded area. I guess this prompted by what happened in Texas, but where it's not uncommon to have floods here.
No, and people are, you know, we'll get to that in just a minute, but people, you know, they want to go and donate money.
Right.
And things and that kind of stuff. So, you know, we want to make sure that everybody kind of knows where to go out there so that the scammers don't take advantage of people's emotions at this point in time.
Yeah. We haven't done this in a while, and this is just kind of off the cuff. But when somebody comes up to you and says, you know, James, what do you do? Well, I work for the Better Business Bureau. Do you ever get that question? What does the BBB do?
Yeah, I mean,
and what is that answer?
So we do a lot of stuff. I mean, our vision is to create an ethical marketplace where buyers and sellers trust each other, and so that's the whole thing. So my job is I not only talk to the businesses, but I talk to the consumers, the buyers. You know, I come out and I do things like the radio show, warning consumers on, you know, what to watch out for scams. You know, I've spoken to like Rotary clubs, the senior centers, Kiwanis Club, you know, any kind of social organization, and we're welcome to come in there and speak to people and tell them what to avoid. We work with Habitat for Humanity, as you know, they have classes for getting people into homes and what to watch out for. So we do a lot of that kind of stuff. And then, you know, talking to businesses about, one, getting listed, and then if their listing on BBB is correct. And then once it's correct, it means there's a step you can get accredited. And we'll kind of get into that a little bit today because we're about talking buying online. And we were just talking about that yesterday at one of the presentations that I gave, is that there's a lot of people buying online these days. And we are, at BBB, we're seeing more and more businesses who only do business online get accredited. And what that tells the consumer is if they're accredited, we've done a background check on them. They're a legitimate business. Right. They have licensing and that kind of thing. We make sure that they're paying their bills and that there's no lawsuits against them. If there's a high pattern of complaints, they wouldn't be allowed to be accredited. BBB is not a pay-to-play organization. We turn down businesses. I mean, they get turned down on a regular basis, but when we turn them down, there's a reason for that. And usually the owner's not surprised when, in the end, it's like, oh, yeah, I guess I did have that on my record, or, you know, something happened there.
And or maybe it's a, you know, bonding, a bonded issue or licensing, something like that could be off. And honestly, maybe it's a good thing. So then they know what they may not have known that they needed to do something.
Yeah, we have a couple of businesses out there right now who are trying to get accredited and they don't have the proper licensing. And I said, well, as soon as you get your license, I said, we can do that. And they were working hard and heavy to get it.
Yeah.
But when you call an electrician, a plumber, or a roofer, or somebody out to your house, and you've gotten them off an accredited BBB list, we've, at some point in time, made sure that they had their license.
Yeah.
And they can pull a permit and that kind of stuff. So, you know, when we talk about getting accredited, there are steps businesses have to take to get there.
You know, it seems like just about anybody can, you know, if you're crafty, you know, create items. I saw one yesterday that piqued my interest because it was, of all things, microphone windscreens, but they were personalized, you know? Oh, okay. And so, you know, podcasters, this, that, and the other. But it was on Facebook that I saw it, and I'm always weary about those. But anyway, there are a lot of people who have a little side hustle, or maybe it's their full-time business that's online. But you have to be careful who you give your banking information to, for sure.
Well, you know, and I've said before, I said, if you know somebody who's in business and you know who they are and you trust them, well, you've already done that kind of homework. But if it's on Facebook, it's got to be true, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Actually, the new scam tracker report came out this year, and Facebook by far is the biggest place where people are being scammed.
Really?
Yeah. It's 30, 40 points behind number two, or ahead of number two, if you look at it that way. It's huge. And so, you know, if you're getting all of your... if you're looking for anything that you want done around your home and that stuff, and you're doing it on Facebook, I highly suggest that you rethink how you're doing that. I know a couple neighbors who have had things done, people I know, and then they came back and they said, well, I'm not really happy with this work. Look how bad this is. And I said, well, where'd you find these people? They were on Facebook. You know, they needed the job. I said, well, I know who you are and you know who I am. Just for kicks and to satisfy me a little bit, did you even look on BBB to see if they were on there? Well, no, they were on Facebook. So, you know, I figured they were okay. And I'm just kind of going, shaking my head.
You all are the people that I work for. Right. They keep us in a job.
Yeah. I mean, I... You know, we help the businesses, but we want to help the consumer too. Yeah. So, but you know, if you have, you know, I mean, if you're coming down the road and there's a stoplight and you don't stop and you keep going through it and you get hit, I mean, there was a warning sign there.
Yeah.
You know?
And maybe you make it through the first two stop signs that you blow through, but not the third, you know?
Right.
I think that we are maybe just a little too easy to put our personal information out there online, and that is one of the big things with online sales is know who you're giving that personal information to.
Oh yeah. And you know, when we talk about things on here and on this show on a pretty regular basis, I mean, I gotta tell you that, you know, we talked just a couple weeks ago about everybody's getting the text messages that the DMVs, yeah, you know that you owe money for this, you know, toll. And I had a guy call me the other day. It was a consumer, and he had been to the Northeast, and he had gotten a bill for these tolls, and he ended up paying them $5,000.
Wow.
With a gift card. Mm. And I'm going, all right, you know.
Number one, $5,000, red flag, right. And then a gift card.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just kind of going, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I said, you're not getting that money back. I said, you've lost it, you know. So... you know, go to bbb.org and look at, you know, look for the businesses you want to do stuff with. And if it seems like it's kind of fishy, do some background checks. The government doesn't come after you and send you a notice via text that you owe money.
Yeah.
And they're not going to pick you up and throw you in jail through a text message. It's not like, oh, by the way, Brian, we know you owe this bill. And if you don't pay us today, we're going to come get you and throw you in jail. My answer would just be, well...
bring the cuffs.
Yeah, I guess you know where I live. Come get me, you know?
Yeah.
Ridiculous. So, anyway, but really quick on these tips if you're buying online, and you can read more about this on BBB.org, but, you know, number one, spot legitimate retailers and protect your personal information. That's number one. Next time you land on a checkout screen, ask this important question. Is the seller trustworthy? You know, it really doesn't matter what kind of business they're in. You know, do I 100% trust this business? Mm-hmm. And if you've done business with them before and you're pretty satisfied, then, you know, you kind of done your homework anyway. Look at least 5 safe ways to shop. We've shared online recommendations before, but number one is, you know, check if they're a BBB. Check the seller's reviews and their ratings. Check for a secure website with the lock on it.
Or the HTTPS, right?
Yeah. Check for contact information. Create strong passwords. And, you know, the other one I always say is if you're going to buy from somebody online and they have a separate phone number for customer service, call that before you purchase. If you can't get through customer service before you buy it, you're not going to get through after.
Amen to that.
The third thing is look for when the shopping directly is from a brand's website. You know, visiting a website directly to buy products or services is one of the most tried and true ways to shop online. And, you know, checking on that brand, but you got to watch too. After you click on it, make sure it doesn't reroute you to some other website that's no longer the company's website anymore. You've just found a bad link overall. Run through the checklist when you visit a new website. Some BBB accredited business will have that BBB seal, but if you click on it and it doesn't go to their BBB page, you need to go to BBB directly and see if they're actually accredited. Some web designers get that right, some of them don't, and then some businesses are expelled from BBB and they leave the BBB seal on there, which means they're not good news, but they've left that BBB. And BBB, if we see it, we'll track them down and we'll send them a letter that basically says, you need to take this off, or we're going to seek additional information. Pay attention when you're shopping from online marketplaces. Places like Amazon, Etsy, or Walmart is a convenient way to shop, but they host a lot of brands. Pay attention to who the sellers are, the products, the reviews, the payment methods, the refund policies, shipping time, shipping cost. The product may be cheap, but then the shipping may be out of this world. They charge you $50 for shipping, and they charge you $3 for the product. And you can see that on Amazon quite a bit. So, you know, then check those points on there. Avoid the redirects. Use the social media's payment portal. Visit the brand's profile or bio. Tune into reviews and comments. Use direct messaging. Look out for account impersonators with fake accounts. And then again, make your password strong. So those are, you know, just some quick ways how you can promote ethical and trustworthy online shopping practices. You can leave reviews, reward security, demonstrate your desire to shop from companies with a commitment to customer privacy and data protection. Shop from companies who are doing this to avoid the ones who don't. Make comments, you know, do the surveys at the end. And then of course, recommend BBB. If a business goes above and beyond, tell them, hey, you know, you ought to get BBB accredited, you know.
Good information there. And in our last couple of moments here, some information on how to help flood victims if you want to help. And obviously everybody wants to try to help with it, James. What are some tips you can give us about that?
Yeah, so, the biggest thing here is with this flooding thing, there's a lot of people that are, you know, this is tugging at people's heartstrings, you know, from what happened and all the people that were lost. So, you know, and you're seeing this all the time, people are going to come up and they're going to be asking for money, but cautions when donating goods, donating clothing, food, or other in-kind donations may not be the best way to help a charity. And the other thing you got to do is got to check with the charity to see if you donate to them, do they have a way to get those items to the people who need them? Find out what needs the charity is addressing. Many individuals and families in impacted areas will seek safety and shelters and need access to food and water. Charities focus on such activities and serve a vital role in helping communities address natural disasters. Watch for crowdfunding requests. If engaging crowdfunding requests is it the safest way to give, you know, donations and money for the people that are looking for. Recognize the phases of disaster relief. I mean, we've had some disasters here in Middle Tennessee over the last 2 or 3 years, and all those people aren't fully recovered yet. And so what level are they at? You know, are they still building a new home, right, and that kind of thing? You know, they need a lot of help in the first 72 hours, but after that, you know, we don't want to forget the people who have these needs going down the road. And then verify the charity's trustworthiness, rely on expert opinion when it comes to evaluating a charity. Make sure the charities meet all 20 of the BBB standards for charity accountability found on give.org. And on give.org, you can browse through a list of national charities and search thousands of charity reports and filter those out. And if you're a nonprofit out there, you can go to give.org and get your business registered so that when you're asking people for donations, they can at least go in there and say, well, BBB's at least looked at this. And there's different levels of that, too.
Awesome. You know, it's great to live in a place where people have such a giving heart. So you don't want to, you know, extinguish that desire to help. But I know that you want to make sure that as much money as possible that you donate goes to the organization. I mean, there are some organizations, they have, you know, a 70% overhead, you know, that they've got to pay for. So, you know, 7 cents out of every dime that you give goes to pay for that in some instances. So just do your homework on charities.
I mean, you got to look at it this way. If USAID could waste so much money that they found recently, it's not going to be hard for a scammer to take you for a ride.
Absolutely.
So, and they're doing it on purpose.
Well, and, I guess that's when they come out too. Mm-hmm. The scammers,
yeah,
storm absolutely. Chasers, that kind of thing.
Yep, absolutely.
Be one of those situations. Well, great stuff, James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining today. And James, always appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks, Brian.
James Price here today. And if you missed part of the program, we'll have the podcast up. It'll be up shortly, WGNSradio.com. Then under podcast and Rutherford Issues, that's where you'll find the audio and the video. Our video is sponsored by Turner Security, powered by TechCore, a strong Smyrna company. For all of your business security, home security needs, and IT needs, they'll take care of it for you at Turner.